He's still wanting to talk driver's licenses.
Yeah. That was very plural of you. A lot of S's.
Isses. Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service. Beautiful downtown Humboldt. Congratulations to David Siler and his wife, Emma. Officially taking over the Siler Appliance legacy.
It's going to continue for many, many years.
I saw Russ was still working down there, though. It's in his blood, right?
Oh, yeah. Do something for that long. I mean, it's kind of hard to go cold turkey, you know, in retirement.
But good luck. That's awesome. I think Papa Russ, Papa Siler, did a pretty good job setting that up. That's good.
It is good.
Tradition continues, the legacy. Okay, what are we doing here? Would You Rather Wednesday? Brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers and some questions are...
stinkers.
Dang right. And yes, it is Olympic themed.
Oh yes, of course.
Of course.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, why wouldn't it be? It's very timely.
Yes, because we're timely people.
We're thinkers that way.
We think about things ahead of time.
Yep, so we can share the stinkers. Question numero uno. Question number one. Would you rather crash skiing a giant slalom in the Olympics or the individual luge? Would you rather crash skiing a giant slalom in the Olympics or the individual luge?
See, I feel like the luge, you go a lot faster.
They both exceed 80 miles per hour. In some cases, the giant slalom, they can reach 86, almost 90 miles per hour downhill. It's why they wear such tight clothing to keep their butt cheeks together so they don't crap themselves.
That is true.
It's a theory, but I'm going with it.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, Pat, anything you say must be true.
Everything.
Yeah.
No, the reality is, Matt, 50% BS, 50% truth. You just got to figure out which 50% is what.
And the problem is you say everything with a straight face.
I'm pretty good. I got a good poker face.
Yes.
What are you doing? You going to crash in the giant slalom or the individual luge? You've got ice. You've got snow. You have a sled. You have skis.
I think I'd probably crash with the skis.
Okay.
Because the luge would just be... Well, I saw that... Wasn't there that accident where somebody had lost their life quite a few years ago in the Olympic luge?
Well, I believe there have been...
Like there was a crash.
One skier who crashed and died. Yeah.
Man, so both, yeah.
Yeah. Man, this went dark real fast.
Yeah, I know. This is what I was thinking about. I went, all right, how do I approach this subject here? But I probably do the skiing.
And your thought process behind it?
Well, originally it was because I was thinking about the guy in the luge.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't know somebody had on skiing either.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like crashing on a slide, which is the luge, that crashing on that would be like almost kind of worse. You're laying down flat already. You can kind of brace yourself when you're...
Yeah, but it's like a half tube. And... You know, if you crash, I don't know. I mean, You can't answer neither.
I'll probably just do the skiing because, yeah.
Snow is softer than ice?
I guess so, maybe.
Okay.
We'll go with that. Yeah.
Fair. Fair. Okay. Question number two. Question number two. Would you rather be the front guy in the double luge or the guy in the rear?
You get a front row seat to where you're going.
But if you crash...
You're the first one.
You're the first one.
Yeah. You're like the bumper of a car.
Yeah.
The front end of a car.
But you're wearing a helmet, so you should be okay.
Okay. You know, I've seen some people who've done the luge where it looks like the first person's always terrified, but the second one is kind of happy. So I think I might go with the back guy.
You'd be the back guy.
Yeah, I might be the second one.
Okay. So you want the bottom.
How is that the bottom? Aren't you technically...
Well, you're kind of behind, but the front guy's got to lay back on you. So you're a bottom guy.
I guess I'm a bottom... I'll be a bottom guy. Hey, Pat.
Question number three. Question number three. Listen carefully. Would you rather Wednesday? Brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Question number three. Would you rather hook up with an Olympic opponent and compete against your team for the gold the next day? Or not face her at all and compete in an event you've never trained for? Hook up with an opponent and compete against her team for the gold the next day. Or not face her and compete in an event you've never trained for.
When you're saying, you know, hook up with an opponent.
Hook up.
Okay.
As in the Mambo Mambo.
The Mambo Mambo. Okay.
Whoopee.
Nanu Nanu. I get what you're laying down. Get to compete for the gold. You know, on the other side, it's not much, you know, you don't know what you're doing, really. And you don't want to look completely, you know, idiotic in front of the world. So I think, you know, I'm going to, I guess I'll go with Nanu Nanu.
Okay. All right. You're going to hook up with an opponent.
Yep.
Compete against your team for the gold the next day.
Yep, we'll do that.
All right. I love it. All right. All right. All right.
All right. All right. All right.
Bonus question. Question number four. Would you rather have a wardrobe malfunction on the podium while receiving a gold medal, or accidentally over a hot mic talk about how well put together in detail another country's female athlete is?
Oy, oy, oy. That would not be good.
Wardrobe malfunction, or...
How bad is this wardrobe malfunction?
I don't know. I mean, like, let's say you're on the top podium.
In the plain star-spangled manner.
Yep. And you bend over for one of the metal delivery people, whatever they're called. You bend over and they put the metal on and your backside just rips wide open.
Well, typically that's facing away from the cameras, at least.
Yeah, but you've got how many people
in
an arena? The world, the arena, or you're talking naughty about it.
So I don't know if I'd want to do that, but be exposed on the podium stand. Kind of reminds me of, you know, the nightmares I used to have where I'd, you know, be dreaming about all of a sudden being at, you know, a store in my underwear or something like that out in public.
Yeah. Oh, you don't do that?
No, I don't actively participate in that.
Oh. Is that indecent exposure? If you go, like, if you're going to get, like, a 12-pack at the C store.
Well, I mean, if you're wearing
about 11 o'clock at night and you're wearing, like, a T-shirt and underwears and flip-flops, is that indecent exposure? You have a funny story?
Well, no, I was about to say something, and I went, no, I probably shouldn't say that. Trying to think. I don't know what it's called, but all I thought about was this would be indecent exposure wearing this. But I got to look at.
He's got to look
what
it up
it's called
now.
Because I don't want to say this phrase.
You don't want to say it incorrectly?
Yeah.
Is it going to get us in trouble?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But.
Well, then say it.
Well, I mean, I don't know the phrase, Mike. That's why, yeah. So.
Okay, well then.
But I was thinking it'd be kind of like, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Borat, but it's the Speedo that he wears around his shoulders. Yeah.
Yeah. Why would that be indecent exposure? Well, it's like a singlet.
No, I mean, kind of, but. That's one way of putting it. You won't see people on the wrestling mat wearing that.
No, nope, you won't.
No, it was a hammock of some sort, but...
Yes. Wardrobe malfunction on the podium while receiving a gold medal or over a hot mic. Talk dirty about another country's female athlete.
Oh, we still have a question to answer. That's right. Do. Yeah. You know what, Pat? I'm going with the medal stand.
You're going to go with
I can't say the stuff in public. I'm going to do the medal stand.
Yeah, you wouldn't say crap if you had a mouthful about anybody.
Yeah.
So you're too nice of a guy, and we respect that about you. Me, on the other hand, it just rolls out sometimes. So you're going to do what?
I'm going to have I'm going to have a wardrobe malfunction on the medal stand. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good.
While they're playing the Star Spangled Banner and Team USA's got a gold, you say, yep, he had gold, but.
Seems going to bust and you're going to show everybody your backside.
Yes, backside.
Mm-hmm.
If it was the front, then I don't know. But yeah, backside, I'll go with.
This moment brought to you by Nair.
Our next, yep, this one was sponsored by Goldmont.
Oh, my goodness.
Coppertone.
853, 19 degrees, high today of 51. That can't be right. It's got to be warmer than that out, isn't it?
Oh, when's the last time you refreshed it?
I don't know, Matt. You're asking complicated questions. This mouse would work. Somebody downloaded a new software program onto the computer, so everything's slow.
Oh, there you go. It went up 10 degrees.
Yeah, it's 29. Look at there. Would You Rather Wednesday? Brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are...
stinkers.
Dang right.